question was asked in halakha regarding birkat lebana that we make after the seventh day, after the molad, until the 15th of the month. The question is, can you make the beracha if there is a light cloud over the moon? Which happens sometimes, you can see the moon, you even see the light coming from the moon. It's just a thin cloud that might be passing over it, or just hovering over it. Can you make Birkat HaLebana in such an instance? According to Rav Hida, he writes clearly, you should not make the beracha even with a light cloud, and that's the opinion also of Harav ben Ishai. There's also the custom of Hasidei Bet El in Yerushalayim. They would not make the beracha even if there was a thin cloud. Some of the Mefarshim want to learn this from actually the Rishonim. The Ben Yonah writes in the Halakhot of Birkat HaLebana, Amru mevarchin ala lebana mishetit basem. You make the beracha on the moon from when it becomes mevusam. Different interpretations were given to what mevusam means. Some say it comes from the word besamim, which is until you have perfume on you, which means on Motzei Shabbat when you're coming out of synagogue after you have besamim, that would be a proper time. Others learn mishetit basem, it means from when the moon becomes sweet, so to speak, which means when it's clear, when it's shiny, when it's not blocked by any clouds. When there's a cloud on it, it's not as sweet, the looking at it, as it is when there's no cloud. Therefore, the halakha, one should refrain from making it. However, if it's the last night, and if he doesn't make the beracha, he's going to miss Birkat HaLevana, we can rely on the other poor scheme that say it's okay, and even the Hida maybe was only talking lecha tehila, but b'di'avad, if you did it, it's okay. So therefore, if it's a situation where you're going to miss Birkat HaLevana completely, and there's a thin cloud, you make the beracha regardless.